What's better than inhaling behind an idling bus? She is standing before an old stained glass church that houses the honors program at a local university. She is working on her baccalaureate degree. Alone, she puffs away, gazing wistfully at the branches of a big tree. Who knows what going through her mind? If you take time to look, you'll see other nicotined scholars, only they seem more isolated than they were prior to the advent of palmed phones. Back then, puffers were the last sociable people on earth. They stood in groups before buildings high and low, chatting and sharing and signifying and learning more about each other than they'd ever learn inside their cocooned workplaces, where they stared at screens or dozed spasmodically or filed nails or filed files. Outside, in the particulated air, they grew to know little things about the people they seldom spoke with once inside the buildings. Then the pod people devices came along, so that now, even though puffers still stand outside, many only talk into the ether to people whose bodies are not present, ignoring fellow solitudes who stand just inches away, talking into their armpits as if their conversations deal with life-threatening issues, or they speak silently with pecking thumbs. Me? What do I inhale each day that is half better than what these folks inhale? Well, here at the shop, the fragrances embedded within old books and newspapers and magazines and ink blotters and documents and brochures and maps are fragrances unlike any you will ever experience elsewhere. They blend with the inherent fragrances of old high rag content paper, old highly acidic paper, to be fermented and reborn as new and more mysterious fragrances. To gain the attention of an old bookie like me, just dab some of that fragrance behind your earlobe and pass by. There's something about that customer, I'll say to myself. So, the book addict is standing inside the 1890s building that houses the last and final old, rare bookstore in the region. He is working on his baccalaureate degree. Alone, he inhales the gossamer essences, gazing wistfully at centuries of tomes stacked about him. Who knows what going through his mind?